Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for your time. Obviously, the Taste Bundaberg Festival, not too far away. Is it your first time in Bundy?
I've been in Bundy when I was a backpacker a long time ago. I passed through with not a lot of money. So it's good to go back as I would say, an adult and enjoy myself this time.
Well, of course, we're known for a number of things up here, Colin. Avocados, watermelons, macadamias, sweet potatoes. I'm sure you would have worked with all of them and so much more food ingredients, and that's why the Taste of Bundaberg Festival is going to be huge in a week's time.
Well, all those ingredients you just mentioned, so I can't wait to get to the festival. And all those ingredients, I'm actually doing a little bit of a dinner and a few tastings, and all those ingredients I'm using all local.
Now, of course, you're doing a bit of an intimate setting at the Bundaberg TAFE. Can you tell us, apart from, you know, those ingredients, what are you actually planning on doing?
I'm actually going to break down a suckling pig, like a nose to tail. Mm-hmm. I'll be vegetarian, probably stay clear. But it's just a great way for students to see, you know, from farm to table. Everyone knows that sort of phrase, but not a lot of people know what it entails.
Yep.
So it's basically showing kids how to do butchery, how to cook food, and not everything comes from a plastic bag or a box, you know. So it comes from the farm, and we're going to show due skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, a lot of people are time poor when it comes to cooking meals. How do you get around something like that? When a person comes up to you and says, or whoever it may be, and says, oh, I'm time poor, how do you go about giving them the answer of, don't worry about what's happening at the fast food restaurants or anything like that, you've still got time to prepare a nice, nutritious meal?
Well, you know, that sort of annoys me a bit. Like, people say we can't afford to eat good food, so we will eat, you know, that rubbish, the fast food. But, I was doing something on my Instagram the other day where I had a bolognese in the freezer, and then the next day I bought some braising meat, and I topped the bolognese up with water and put the braising meat in. So the same sauce, and I made the another dish, and then the next day I cooked some fish in the meat sauce.
Wow.
So it's about, like, getting more than one meal out of everything. So, like, if you're going to make, say, mashed potato, make like, 10 potatoes instead of 2 potatoes, and you've got it over for the next day, and it's about thinking ahead for the rest of the week. Like, you can eat mashed potato twice in a week. So, you know, stuff like that. And it means you're cooking with really good fresh food rather than sneaking into the frozen or the, you know, the fast food.
Yep. Colin Fasnich joins us this morning. We're talking about the Taste of Bundy Festival. So, Colin, you know, I wanted to be a police officer when I was younger. I'm now a radio announcer. How did you become a chef? What made you become a chef?
Because I wasn't good at anything else. No, I wanted to be a rock star. And
okay.
I was in a band, but I was a drummer, and everyone else in Dublin was in a band.
Yep.
So, but my parents were great cooks, and it was something I always wanted to do. So food was a huge part of our life, and I was big into arts and crafts. So I think food was sort of similar to that, and it was a good way of expressing yourself. So, that's where it started. It was all part of a family cooking.
That seems to be a lot of thing. I mean, when it comes to my cooking, Colin, I'm the only person that I know that can burn water. So when it comes to cooking, I'm not the best. So maybe some tips or something for a novice like me to try and cook a nice meal, especially for my wife, who will be listening this morning, and she expects me to cook one night this week.
What I think every husband should do is go and buy my cookbook, The Common Sense Cook for the Wife. And that's a great start on learning how to cook. But being serious, everyone, mate, like, look at a recipe, but don't take it too seriously. Like, get the basics, like seal some meat, make a stew, and learn from your mistakes, right? That's basically what chefs do. We didn't suddenly just come out of the womb and we could cook.
No.
You learn from your mistakes. So do start off nice and easy and then start to go a bit more, you know,
all right,
a bit more special.
Sure. And while you're here, Colin, for the Taste of Bundaberg Festival, thanks for the tips, by the way, and I will go and get your cookbook. Tell us what you're planning on doing other than your show. Are you planning on going to visit the farmer's market? Are you planning on doing some other things as well, or are you solely concentrating on what you're doing?
I reckon they've got me. Whatever is open up there, farmers markets, wineries, there's gin, they've got me going to it. So if you don't see me at the cooking demo, you'll see me somewhere else, because I think I've got about 20 stops.
I reckon we'll see you, and you'll be mobbed by the thousands and millions of fans that'll be at the Taste of Bundaberg Festival. Really do appreciate your time this morning, and can't wait to see you in just over a week's time.
Pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Colin Fasnich joining us on 1332 4BU.